It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, man, I was just about to bust it out. The one hits.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hey, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gerg. Yeah, I like the sound of that. That's better.
Congratulations, yes, sir. Right?
We had a Brandon sighting, but your fur daddy's not quite ready yet to really get nuts. So we'll hear from him in a minute, but... He is the only person to offer an alligator a chance at some sweet lovemaking, only to then turn it into some boots. He is Siege from Florida. Hi, Siege.
Hello, sir. How are we today?
Fine. Thank you. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or perhaps even what we get right. I know that there are a few people that are joining us because they've heard about this from other places, and then I immediately become self-conscious because, like, we're going places today, and I know that people of some better caliber than
your
I
face?
Am. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh no. But if you could, like our friend Maria did, if you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. That purple is beautiful, Siege. What's the big occasion?
Yeah. Oh, you know, well, it was a little bit overcast today, and I thought it was going to be cold here in Florida, and it got up to 80, so I had to dress warm.
Of course.
But at least I match your background. Not that anyone can see us.
No, because I'll never make clips or whatever, but yeah, you know, that's a thing. Okay, so I'm kind of just killing time right now until we get Brandon because we have some funny stuff to go over, because a little bit of sweet vindication if you were here last week and you found out about how crushing a defeat, a comedic blow Brandon was dealt, only now this week with a little bit of, what do you call that, vindication? Is that what I said? Whatever the word is.
I guess it would be vindication,
I can't stop focusing on this pimple that I have. It's like right above my eyebrow. It's bright red. It's driving me crazy. Hopefully
I thought you pierced your eyebrow.
Oh, dude, but not on the outside, like towards the inside of the eyebrow, like looking real cool.
I mean, that would be kind of cool. You'd be starting a new trend.
I should. I'm in. Let's go. That sounds amazing.
I would love it. It's like the scowl piercing.
I feel like everyone is like, I feel like all the piercings are already done. Like, where else? Like, once people started going through wieners, it's like, I mean, what's even, like, your eyelid, I guess, could be. I'm sure someone's done that. I don't want to Google it, but.
I mean, yeah, I don't even want to look at that. But once people were doing dermals, we might as well. Like, we're waiting on Brandon. Let's
okay.
Bring it back to a screen full of, like, facial piercings.
Such thing as an eyelid piercing, is that what I'm looking for?
Oh, please, I don't want to know.
Eye piercing.
Oh, this is so bad.
No, not eye piercing, eyelid. I don't want it to. God damn it. Don't Google it.
No.
I'm obviously going to text everybody to let Brandon know that he needs to hurry because this is what we're talking about now.
I mean, once they started using tattoo ink on the whites of the eyeballs, it's just, I'm out. I'm out for enough of it. I've
Don't
done the lips.
Text
I've done the eyebrows.
Yeah. This is this person has a needle through their eyelid. Oh, God. There's other ones that are horrible.
Ew. Oh, no. Oh, I had to look.
Yeah. You can't, like, unimagine that, right? I mean, that's just wild.
That one, That one dermal between the eyebrows does kind of look like your zit, though. So you're like ahead of the game.
What would you call this? This is like a snake bite in the eyelid below the eyebrow. Yeah, that's
below the brow.
Horizontal, yeah. Snake bite in the eyelid below the brow.
Yeah. It's essentially if you were to do a nipple piercing or a Prince Albert in your eyeball foreskin. That's what you've gotten.
Imagine asking someone, are you cut or uncut? And they like open their eyes, you're like, oh, you're cut. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's horrible.
See, the thing with this is you can only see this if you close your eyes. I imagine you open your eyes, that just kind of gets like tucked back under there.
So imagine when you have allergies and it's like your eyes are all itchy and you're like, well, now what?
Your eyes are all puffy and red and then just like, ugh, no, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Brandon gave us
putting the phone down.
Less than 2 minutes and it's been 5.5. So I'm curious to see what the actual, let's get a running clock of this. What do you think, Siege? What's my Price is Right style? When does Brandon join us?
Ooh, I'm going to give him 4.5. Wait, so we're going under without going over, correct?
We're already at 5.5, so you should go.
Oh, we're already at 5.5?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'm definitely going 7.5.
Okay. Now, so it's like you can't go over, right? That's the trick?
Yeah. It's I just started the board from our time.
Okay. I'm going to say
he originally told us, I'll be there in a couple minutes before we started.
No, he said less than two. He said less than two.
Okay, was that the first one after we started or before we started?
No. When he popped on to talk to us, he said less than two. Ah, there he is!
Wow!
Oh, we're both over! Oh, my God. Look at that. Dude. He's trying so hard to make the lasers go, but it just looks like he's going to shit himself.
Make the lasers happen. If they don't happen in purple, you have to do it again. Where are you? Are you in a storage closet?
I've lost my
You look like you're in the janitor closet in a high school.
Yeah. Okay, we get it. You're trying to make lasers happen, and you're going to bust a blood vessel in the process in your eyeball.
Man, what a terrible start to a show, Brandon.
It would have been funny if you would have choked on a donut and crapped your pants, though.
Everybody wants to say it. Nobody's going to.
I'm in the same murder basement with the same murder bed.
Is that a new murder mattress?
New murder mattress.
Now, hold on 1 second. Now, while most of them might be cold, his upper lip remains warm. He's our skin squatch, Brandon from the internet. He's your fur daddy. Hi.
Yes. Hey,
man. Don't you regret having said that now?
You know, remember that episode where I was talking about how I wish I had a cool nickname for you guys?
Yeah.
Fur Daddy, was that it?
And then shortly after, I got Fur Daddy.
You were beer wax and beach for a bit.
Beewax.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I got to tell you, I'm loving Fur Daddy.
Fur Daddy's so good.
Yeah, people might say that.
It is my year. It is the sexual renaissance.
Unleash the dragon.
Fur Daddy and Gerd Daddy. Wow.
I can be one of each, right? I'm trying to find. So there was this brewery that was right by my house, and it closed down. And I got to find the name of it because I've, like, a new pet place opened up, and oh my God, that did not help at all. A new
that sounds weird.
A new pet place opened up in its place, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then they had a big launch party, and I was like, oh, I'm going out of town. I could take my dog; she could stay there, whatever. And then I went to the Google account for whatever I can't remember the name of what the brewery was, and it's like now closed. In its place, a furry based cidery. Is now there. And so there's an official home for Fur Daddies right near my house. So next time you're in Seattle, Brandon, let's go. It'll be fun.
I am on it.
We started talking about that place that was near your house. It reminded me of there's a pizza restaurant around the corner from us, and they serve this side. I don't like their pizza very much, but they serve a side called that is delicious, and they're called Beer Buddies, and it feels like the worst superhero combo of all time, like Fur Daddy and Beer Buddy.
This place is called Slightly Furry Beverage Company is what it's called. Ooh. So yeah, if you guys ever want to go to drink here in Seattle, let's go.
Oh, I'm in.
Slightlyfurry.com.
I'm definitely in.
Yeah. I'm not trying to like shame the furry community or whatever, but it just was unexpected. I definitely thought it was a dog place. Slightly Furry, I was like, yeah, that's a dog place. But no.
I definitely want to bring a camera and spend a day with a furry and find out like what goes into it. Well, not into the furry.
What goes into being a furry?
we know what goes into it.
Me. No.
What comes out of it?
Also me.
So, did he say mead?
Also, it's like it's called slightly it's just cider. It's called Slightly Furry. So, it's just for like furry curious folks.
Fur curious.
Now,
It's just like that's always the most awkward. It's like at least when people are super into something, you're like, okay, at least they're super. You know, it's when people are like half kind of. Is this
the where thing I clip
for me?
A tail? That, onto
it
my
always
belt.
Makes me the most uncomfortable.
And you're like slightly furry. Oh, my kid dressed that way for Halloween a couple of years ago. I know what you're talking about. Okay, he had the little ears he put on, and then he's like, had a clip on tail. Yeah, he's like 1 foot in the world.
Good job, space furry.
Big bold flavors, furry owned and queer owned. So there you go, Slightly Furry on Rainier. Nice. If anyone is actually wants to check out something interesting there. So okay, so Brandon, you joined us a few minutes late. I hope everything's cool with your work and everything. That's nice. Was what you were doing for you or for your work?
No, yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Was what you were doing what? For you or for your work? Oh, okay. I didn't know work. If you were
yeah,
like trying to.
Yeah, for work. But it was good. Okay, it was cool, good, cool. Good work.
Yeah. I'm curious. Last time we talked to you a couple weeks ago, it was not going good for old Brandon. It was, he just found out that he wasn't the funny one on the pod, which was a huge.
I mean, I thought it was fine.
I mean, I didn't just find that out. It was just that it all of a sudden was like supported by evidence.
But then the evidence was collected. And now Brandon, okay, I'll give some backstory. A few episodes ago, Brandon's wife and he and his wife went out and brought me and my friend Maria out, and we got to hang out. And basically, it was Brandon and I making jokes back and forth the entire time. Brandon's wife being like, "I think you guys aren't funny," and then Maria not knowing anybody and not knowing what to say, and afterwards being like, "I think Siege is the funny one on the podcast," which after having spent an hour with nonstop jokes from us was like, it like broke Brandon's heart. I mean, not that it didn't break my heart too, but Brandon really took it hard.
Yeah, I just care a lot about strangers liking me apparently, and and especially like, you know, it's my friend's friend and I like my friend. And so I want my friend's friends to like me. And then you show up and they're like, yeah, not for me.
Well, but then also like by default, like you and I carried on the whole time. Then I'm like, I am also not funny. So it's like the Siege is Funny podcast with annoying Greg and Brandon. So like, that's what it felt like for me as well.
Well, I think everybody just takes all of us in like a 45 minute to an hour dose. And any longer than that, all of a sudden, it's just like cheese grater to the face.
Yeah, well, there's many hours of this if you feel like a little if being a furry doesn't have you and you need a little something a little more domineering, then we got that for you. Okay? Anyway, after that, I think Maria felt a little something about that. I don't know if she felt bad or what, but it compelled her when we released the episode to go back and listen. And she's a data scientist basically, and she went and listened to the pod and took notes
before you. She goes in and takes notes. Didn't she double down on this to you?
Oh yeah, for sure. She was like, what? I mean, like, you can be Brandon's fan and I'll be Siege's fan. And I was like, first of all, no one has been on the record more as being a fan of Brandon like in the history of ever.
I love Brandon.
So, So she goes and she listens to...
You guys, just because you listen to me have a mental breakdown on the last podcast doesn't mean that you have to suck up to me on this.
Well, I mean, after what I'm about to talk about, we do.
Okay,
so Maria deals with data for a living, and so she goes and sits down and she listens to the pod, and she starts rating all of the jokes we make. Now, I have a hard time with this because, like, just like zingers and trying to be silly or whatever, I don't know if that's a joke or not. Like, sometimes if you have a fully fleshed out idea and you, like, deliver it like what Siege would do for maybe a living, that's more of a joke to me. But whatever her system was for determining when we said funny things, she gave us ratings and then sent us the data. She created not only a spreadsheet for entering all these things, but then also there's a word for it, but a way to demonstrate it to us in a
it looked like a Tableau.
Yeah, it's a dashboard. Yeah, that's what it is.
Like an interactive dash. Like
that's
data
exactly
dashboard.
What it was, Brandon. Great job. And so she put all this data of her ranking this, and then let it do its work. And in the end, it turns out that from last week's episode, with a score of 4.20, the highest score of the week, old Fur Daddy Brandon. Congratulations.
See, but look, we did our moment, right? Where we you texted us this data, and
it's all subjective, by the way.
First of all, we all took in the yeah, it's just Maria's
of one episode
of the one where Brandon is the most hurt. So he's lashing out at everyone.
Yeah. Maria finds me the funniest when I am in the darkest place. So
I mean, if we're being honest.
Not that my humor is dark, that my mental state is decaying. And I'm glad that earns the my high score for the week. So I guess if you want to...
So if it comes down to it, if we want a quality podcast, we have to hurt Brandon.
Yeah, so
he
so
hurts
Maria,
back
I guess
though.
A good time for me
I like
tell
made fun of his
name.
Chain for 1 second, and then he was so mean.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably a good time for me to tell her that last week I had the stomach flu.
Oh my goodness, what is it?
Okay,
with
I'm
you
waiting
two?
For the rating. What? Thanks, Maria. Sounds like that was a 5. Yep, confirmed. That was a 5. Maria just put in a 5.
My feed
has
dropped
diarrhea,
out, so I don't know.
5.0.
Your feed dropped out, but I was just telling Maria that I had the stomach flu last week and confirmed that as soon as I said that, she rated that joke a 5. It wasn't a joke, but I actually did have the stomach flu. And she just started smashing that like button.
Now when we get back the ratings, it's going to say, Brandon with stomach flu, 1.0.
She's not into poop humor, which is going to be a problem.
Oh, man. Why did she listen to us?
It wasn't all poop, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
What came out? Like some marbles? Or like, I don't understand.
No, I mean, I threw,
you threw
a
poop?
Come on. That's... Yeah, you know, it was all poop. It just came out of
came in from everywhere.
It's my mouth poop. Mouth poop, also what Maria calls the usual joke that I tell on
you beat
podcast.
Me to it.
Oh. You guys, I've been making an agenda here on my whiteboard of the things that I have to talk about today, and so stomach
okay,
flu
great,
I'm crossing
good.
Out.
You've talked about stomach
about
flu.
Well, our show prep has really gone downhill. It went from us having like a pretty well filled out page to having some ideas on a page. Now Brandon just writing what he wants to be mad about on a whiteboard.
Well, he knows what gets him the 5-0s now, so he's like cheating.
Okay. Well.
Oh my god.
All right, dudes.
No, but seriously, like. The idea of where we could take Maria's interactive data dashboard to like I'm almost scared to suggest that she should release it to the wild where people can rate in real time and this dashboard becomes the entire basis of my personality and happiness for the rest of my life.
I can literally see us have it, like, if we were somehow smart enough to have this, you know, video cast and have like the dashboard right on the side where people could live rate the jokes, like almost like a stock ticker going up and down. And like,
oh, Brandon's like, really like going down.
The sports games. The sports games is like percentage of winning is this one. Oh, no, it's taking a turn here.
But I want it to be. I want it to be happening where we don't see it, but it is happening real time. So then afterwards, when we go to produce it, there's an overlay, and then we can see how we were struggling or killing it. And like then you can see your own confidence be not matched by the audience's reaction. I think there can really be something here. So I've got good news.
We're sitting here.
See, I like to see... I'd love to see it so that I can actually
pander.
I can see how well in your most no. I want to see exactly how I want to observe exactly how we crack when our entire insecurities start to be exposed to the world, and just to see what start like from a psychological standpoint to see like what sorts of behaviors we start to employ.
I love this.
Brandon is back on the murder
terror.
Bed all. Swaddled up by himself. He's got the bear in his hands again. Just crying.
No, yeah, Lammy Poo.
Sorry. Lammy Poo from Grammy Poo.
Okay. Well, I've got good news, gentlemen. Maria has provided me access to the spreadsheet, the live spreadsheet that feeds this dashboard. And so, in theory, we could give it to someone like Steven, Brandon's brother, or like we could pick some people, or even do it ourselves. To then go back and rate the jokes and timestamp them and stuff. It probably needs I think when she made this, really what I think she was doing is trying to motivate me to make clips for sharing on social media so we can grow this podcast. So it could be like, look, there was a 5.0 joke at 12:31. You should make that into a clip. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I get that, yeah. I think that's what the actual goal was here, is her being generous and trying to help us suck less. But... I think ultimately I want to use it to break us, like Brandon is suggesting. So maybe we'll send it to some people to see, like I won't be able to handle it.
It becomes like the, have you guys ever, I know you haven't seen a lot of movies, but have you read Dante's Inferno?
Yes. The Seven Circles
of
Hell and everything?
One book that I actually read in high school.
But each Circle of Hell is... individually created for the people who would suffer from that circle the most, right? This is that for us. It's having our just individualistic torture of watching people. Yeah, like part of the good part about the best part about this medium is that we can just say whatever and it doesn't matter what people. You can't talk back to us.
You can get real mad and stop listening. But
so suck it, Steven.
Wow. And see, we were
sorry, that was for Daddy coming
and we
out.
Were just talking about having a producer a couple weeks ago, and see, now that we kind of have one who's not even present, we're already breaking.
Yeah, I mean, it was just having criticism broke Brandon. I mean, it was amazing. Just go back and listen to last week if you haven't yet. The first half is just Brandon losing it. It was awesome.
And
sorry,
the second
Brandon.
Half is me losing it.
Oh, that's right. That mushroom part was the part where you started laughing at the plane crash was real good. Brandon, you should actually go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys have kept referencing that one thing over our text thread, and I still have not.
So basically what happened is, at the point where I text all of us to be like, Brandon, I can't believe you bailed on us because Siege is now the mushroom guy or whatever, and like knowing that Siege would also see it, he's like, yeah, a bunch of kids died in a plane crash in the Everglades, and then like the text comes in, and he's like, ha, 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 and then it's like,
yeah, because I was on mushrooms.
Yeah, I just like expertly distracted him at the worst possible time. So
it was so
there
great.
There you go. Now you don't have
it
to listen
so
to me. So
bad, but so great.
Two 2.5.
I hate you.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, dudes, I got a lot of carb-related news. I'll let you decide. Siege, why don't you decide which is going to be first today, bad news or good carb news? It's up to you.
Oh, carbs are always good to me, so give me the good news.
Yeah, good carb news. I like that. All right, well, for the first time ever, at least that I'm aware of, a band has released their song on a slice of pizza. Maybe when you learn the band's name, it'll make this make more sense. They're a Kentucky speed metal band called Belushi Speedball.
Yes!
They're behind this innovation, I guess you could say. It's pretty ingenious what they've done. They've taken their song, and it's not like it's a, you know, physical medium is real popular right now.
Pizza is always
it's
popular.
Not like that. Yeah, physical. Like, it's way better than digital food mediums. It's So they've taken their song, and it's not like there's a piece of pizza that's, you know, put into like the shape of a record or with, you know, you can't like drop a needle onto it or whatever. Instead, they took a piece of pizza and encased it in resin. Inside that resin is a little chip and a tiny little power source that has the song on it, and then a speaker. So it's like the Hallmark card sound quality of a song that you're releasing, trapped forever, not in carbonite but in resin and pizza grease.
Was this pretty bad carb? Was this bad carb news or good carb news? Because it's starting
this
to sound
good
like
carb
bad
news.
This sounds like bad carb news.
I feel like you're stealing my carbs. Well then.
Hey, free that pizza!
Can I eat the thing with the chip in it? Can you plug it into me?
Maybe if you.
Wait, how many microchips can we eat in a minute?
Yes! 1 minute of microchips. How many are plugged in at the end?
Go back and listen to the episode 1 minute of chips earlier this season if you need to know more about that. Oh, it was last season, I think, actually.
Oh, that's right. Brandon wasn't here for me talking about the dream of where he died of in 1 minute of soup. That was last week while I was also on mushrooms.
Also, I need to be clear for everyone listening that there's no... It wasn't like Siege was like, hey, I'm going to do mushrooms. It's going to be hilarious. It was just like we were just talking, and after a few minutes, he was like, it might be the adaptogens I'm on. And I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, I've been eating mushrooms all day. Like, so it wasn't like a planned thing.
No.
He just showed up that way, which is incredible.
It was completely on accident, too.
And if you didn't listen, now you have to, Brandon, to go back and hear how you died in Caesar's dreams involving soup.
I am laughing so hard I'm sweating.
It's not from the 1 minute of chips.
Yeah. <this time. laughs>
Okay, well, I guess that brings us to...
Bad carb news?
Bad carb news? I'm really sorry about this.
Neutral carb news?
It's bad news and bread. Did you guys, at any point last week, did somebody send you, like everyone sent me, the adorable little dinosaur croissant?
Yes. And you wanted to kill it.
Handsome. No, I wanted... Oh, did I say that? I wanted to drop a bowling ball on it so it could die like the dinosaur. Yeah. tracks. So today I was reading an article from, I believe it was Gizmodo.com, and I got bad news. It turns out that adorable dinosaur was just a prompt by an AI to create a dinosaur.
Boo.
Boo. There's a restaurant that's pretending to, I think it's a Texas restaurant that's pretending to be in existence but doesn't actually exist, and they're just using AI prompts to generate the foods that they serve to try and attract business or to troll the internet, which I can appreciate where they're coming from because that's funny, but how you gonna mess with me on a dinosaur level like that? Like, come on.
You actually have no idea that
you have
completely swapped good carb news and bad carb news for me this week. That is the best carb news I could have possibly received, because let me tell
you. I can't go to Texas and eat that dinosaur.
Dude,
you can eat dinosaurs wherever.
I make so much bread, as you can tell by my broken brain last week.
You were so exasperated saying
somebody
that.
Who's depressed and makes bread. And I saw this croissantosaur and thought to myself, I will never be that good at baking anything. And it like sent me on another completely self-destructive loop. Like Maria and that croissant Godzilla have the same effect on me, which is I know Greg is friends with it and it has the potential to destroy me.
I'm only f***ing one of them, though.
Wow, that was a long beep.
Dude. I thought the croissant thing was fake. How did you do that?
I can generate those. There's prompts for that.
Oh, is it the Apple Pro? The Apple Pro Plus or whatever.
Apple Vision Pro?
Apple Vision Pro.
Ooh. Croissantosaurus, you're so luby.
Extra buttery
croissants.
So
much butter.
Who gets the five? Breaking Brandon.
So anyway, I have a question to follow up, Brandon. Have you ever made croissant?
Oh yeah. Yeah, lots.
Yeah?
Like from scratch? Yeah.
Are they difficult?
Oh yeah.
How do you do
that? It's such a pain. It is such a pain. You have to keep it refrigerated, and then you have to continuously pull it out of the fridge, roll it out a bunch, refold it back up together, and then put it back in the fridge because you want to keep the butter from melting too much, because that'll ruin the consistency of the dough, and then it ruins it when you put it into the fridge. And then the best part, though, is when you get to actually shape the croissants. So you I'm not as good at it as some people are. So I have to do the kind of like
Maria. Yeah.
So you shape it, you cut these triangles, and then the good people will grab the little corners and they go like this and they flip it all around, and it creates this is an audio format, so this isn't helping, but
mark it for a video.
Yeah, it goes around like a yo-yo and makes a croissant. So, yeah, they're super good.
When I come to visit you, are you going to make me croissants, or does it take too long?
It takes a long time. Okay. I'll make you croissants before you come. You tell me when you're coming, I'll make you some croissants.
Wow.
I'm coming.
Wait, based on what I know about you and croissants now, I don't know if I want to use that phrasing of you telling me when you're coming.
Wait.
And then he's going to drop a bowling ball on it. Apparently that's what
I will pull out
now. You got to keep the butter cold. Fold it back up. Put it back in the fridge.
Why is my bowling ball all buttery? Don't worry about it.
It's just the thumb hole.
Do you guys want to know what I'm doing on Friday?
Oh wow! Does it have to do with buttery obviously. Bowling balls?
No, it does have to do with the good carb news, which was apparently
eating microchips
and a pizza.
And can we clarify, was that James Belushi or John Belushi?
They didn't make their pizza. They didn't make their pizza a music. They didn't do that. They just made, they put a pizza in a thing, and they also put a music in a thing, and then that that is, they're saying that they made a pizza and music to get the press. That's not what happened.
Let me read the headline for you. This is from Gizmodo.com. This is the first song ever released as a physical slice of pizza. I agree with you.
Yeah.
That Belushi Speedball, you can't actually, there's not like a pizza player that you can put this pizza into and it plays it.
Market inefficiency.
I think that we're...
put it in the dough, and then every time the guys are like flipping the dough up in the air to spin it around, it goes... gets really, the song gets really fast.
And when the French do it...
there's a 4 or 5.
With their croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah, see? Okay.
That's what they call Spotify is Wrapped.
Oh, Jesus.
No. 1.0.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to see anyway, I'm going to go see a Beatles tribute band on Friday.
So predominantly white crowd is what you meant to say, right?
Yeah. I meant to say they're the preeminent Beatles tribute band. They have a documentary about them.
Ooh.
And I've been invited to go see this by my in-laws. And I have no idea what to expect from the Fab Four, which is the name of the band. Mm. Where do you guys stand on...
Do you like the Beatles?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me be embarrassing. The Beatles, I owned none of their records ever. I had none of their music, nor cared at all about the Beatles in any capacity whatsoever, until I was 38 years old or something like that, and I got Abbey Road as a Christmas gift, and it's wonderful. I'm like, oh, I get it. This is cool. But also, like, I never think to myself, let's put on the Beatles. I just don't, it just doesn't cross my mind. Their darker stuff I, like, think is pretty cool, but
yeah,
it's never a thing. How about you, Siege?
I'm kind of the same way, except my parents have hundreds of records, and I have most of them now, but...
Mainly the Korn catalog?
Yes, dun, yes. Dun, 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 dun. That was absolutely the brand crossing off the list. The Beatles were definitely something in the house that we listened to in the house, and me being the child that I was, and probably on LSD as a youth, it was Sgt. Pepper's was my go-to album of them.
Okay.
They're wild.
I don't know that I've listened to that album all the way through.
Oh yeah, it's
professional radio host, 26 years.
I guess I just don't know. Like, where do you guys stand on tribute, like tribute acts?
Oh.
Man, it's weird for me.
Well, it's
there's
hard to see the actual Beatles.
True.
It's weird.
It's hard to see the actual Beatles. Jesus Christ.
it's weird for me to see tribute bands because there's just so damn many of them down here. And I feel like I'm getting invited to, like, those are the shows that I'm getting invited to, like, week in and week out constantly. Believe it or not, it's not like everybody comes down to South Florida. Like, the actual bands come down to South Florida all the time. They'll make it to Orlando, which isn't too bad. It's not too far. It's just like a 4-hour drive or whatever. But it's kind of like how sometimes Denver in the middle of the country is just flyover country. This is just like too far to go south. They'll hit Atlanta and then start curving over to Texas and everything.
Pacific Northwest is the same way.
This has just made me think of something, Siege. I just sold, over the summer, I sold a house, and the seller of this house was...
Murder.
He was a character. And he, I found out afterward, I had to meet him a couple times, and I found out afterward that he is a I don't know if he's ever hired for this job, but he says that he's a Robert Downey Jr. impersonator. And then I've seen the pictures, like even the pictures where he is trying the hardest and getting the best possible angle from the best possible spot and dressed in the exact right thing to look the most like Tony Stark.
Oh my God.
It's not even close. And so who do you think is the most, who would be the most passable impersonation for you to do from a physical standpoint?
from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, because like audio, like sure, you could maybe like do a good characterization of somebody, but like to actually physically pass for somebody.
Like, I used
who
to
do you guys think?
Yeah, I got this.
I used to do Chris Farley all the time, but back in the late 90s, early 2000s, WWE, everybody loved Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, and that was like literally just look at me. I mean, I was that guy just a high schooler. Oh, yeah. Dude, all the time. Like, people always constantly would... people still tell me that... they used to tell my ex-wife all the time that I looked like Jeff Bridges.
You do look like Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
At least from here, from these tiny little windows.
Although, I'm getting a Kurt Russell vibe right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep Cage away from him.
Listen,
No, that won't be a problem.
And by that, I mean my wife isn't attracted to you.
I don't believe you. No, my dad looks like Kurt Russell, but with a mustache and fatter. But yes.
He's allowed. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who Brandon would go as, because like
Max
I have
Goof.
A couple easy ones that.
Oh no! I don't have my sunglasses. That's what I was looking for last week, and I couldn't find it.
Johnny Mnemonic.
I get Chris Hayes a lot, which I guess is a
wow.
Do you know who that is? I don't. I think he's a. He's on. He's a.
Yeah, he's in the movies because I don't know.
He's an NBC. He's an MSNBC guy. I think.
Oh yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking of who was I thinking of?
He does you dirty.
The other Chris.
The Hansen? One
no. Why do you
it's
the one from the show, the MTV show
Chris Evans.
Yeah. No, not definitely not Chris.
That's
Evans.
Who you think I look like. It's, yeah, you think
Hardwick,
I look like
Hardwick.
Hardwick. Yeah. Yes.
Hardwick.
Definitely not Captain America. Definitely the guy who was the nerdy host with Jenny McCarthy.
You sure though?
You sure? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Dude, I don't know. With those glasses,
the Chris Hayes thing is unfortunate.
I mean, it's the hair mostly. And the glasses.
Yeah, and the glasses.
With those glasses right now, you could go for like Humpty.
And the
digital underground.
And the being a pretentious prick.
Well, yeah. We knew that part.
And I and the fact that my wife pricks. Isn't attracted to him.
I mean... Can I like show you guys pictures? Like, how do I do that on here?
Yeah.
Like,
open
this picture
open
that
another
is, like,
tab.
Does you real...
Open another tab, and then what you want to do to show pictures, open a tab on your Google thing, and then it's share at the bottom of this one, and it'll tell you screen, and then you can select the tab.
Okay, never mind. That's okay. I'm not gonna worry about it now, but there's just this really smudge picture of Chris Hayes where I'm like, oh my God, he's doing Brandon so dirty. Brandon's so handsome. That I can't even handle what a dork this guy looks like.
Are we gonna put
somebody
that?
Ain't funny.
Is that the next? Is that the next empirical poll? Who's the handsomest? At what
over,
moment of
over
the,
pod? The course of the podcast, yes. though? Because the more that they find out about our personality, the more that opinion might change.
Oh my God, Siege has gone negative. Siege is at the bottom of the Everglades.
So in a last ditch
with the plane. Oh God!
And the children.
The children.
In a last ditch effort. In a last ditch effort to save his poles, Siege takes off his shirt.
Oh, here we go.
And it works
every time.
Saves our poles.
Siege also gets Jason Momoa. That's the other
oh my
one.
God! And I get I, that so much, dude.
I don't mean to shame you or whatever,
no,
but I feel like
dude.
There's probably some sit-ups that are going to need to happen
oh,
to
no.
pull that off.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I do that. I say that all the time. My mom even was telling me, like, when she was seeing the Jason Momoa commercials for Shark Week, she was just like, oh, my God, look, it's you. I'm like, no, it's not me. He's a...
See, that's what my mom says when she sees the Chris Hemsworth stuff. She's like, oh, my gosh. That looks
look
just like you, Brandon.
You're
Captain America. Oh, I meant Hayes. I'm my bad.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Yeah. That's right.
For me, I can look like Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, nice.
Being both,
I can see that.
6 foot five, red bearded. I can like brush my hair back.
Oh, and yeah.
I need to like hit the gym in order to put on some upper body mass. But
not to shame you or anything, Greg. But I think that you might need to go and lift a couple of weights here for Josh Homme.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm gonna lash out. Everybody, calm down. Sorry.
There's a Siege. I've showed this to Greg before, but there's a British version of me and Gregor, and they do a
Wallace
soccer.
And Gromit?
They do a soccer.
No, just kidding. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm lashing out. Sorry.
And I had never seen. They do a podcast, and I'd never seen them a picture of them before. And then the first time I had seen a picture of them, I was like, this is stupid because of how much the main guy looks like a British Greg and how much the other guy looks like a British me. I'm sending it to you in the chat right now.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God. I'm not even joking.
No.
Wow. That dude's got hella good hair, though. Greg, you need to get on that.
You also have hella good hair, is what Siege meant to say.
Yeah, yeah, Greg, you definitely don't need to go to get a perm or anything for like.
No, I'm done. I crossed the line. I'm the worst. I know.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Why are you trying gold chain, Greg?
Listen, do you not remember me telling you the other day where you had show hair? You had like game show hair. No, what did I call it? Soap opera hair. And I made you send me selfies because your hair looked so good. I've got those selfies. I'm going to put them out.
What happened to you, Greg? 44.
I feel bad. I like ruined it, and then I got like,
no.
I feel stupid.
No.
No.
It's okay. No.
I'm going to go.
I'm not hurt.
Facade. It's okay.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Keep the
not
camera
it.
On.
I don't need to say no. No.
And then drop a bowling ball.
Drop
on
a
it.
Bowling ball on it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anyway, I'm going to see I'm going to go see a Beatles tribute band on Friday.
So predominantly white crowd is what you meant to say, right?
Yeah. I meant to say they're the preeminent Beatles tribute band. They have a documentary about them.
Ooh.
And I've been invited to go see this by my in-laws. And I have no idea what to expect from the Fab Four, which is the name of the band. Mm. Where do you guys stand on...
Do you like the Beatles?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me be embarrassing. the Beatles, I owned none of their records ever. I had none of their music, nor cared at all about the Beatles in any capacity whatsoever, until I was 38 years old or something like that, and I got it. I got Abbey Road as a Christmas gift, and it's wonderful. I'm like, oh, I get it. This is cool. But also, like, I never think to myself, let's put on the Beatles. I just don't. It just doesn't cross my mind. Their darker stuff, I like, think is pretty cool. But
yeah,
it's never a thing. How about you, Siege?
I'm kind of the same way. Except my parents have hundreds of records, and I have most of them now. But
mainly the Korn catalog.
Yes, dun, yes. Dun, 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 dun. That was absolutely the Brandon crossing off the list. The Beatles were definitely something in the house that we listened to in the house, and me being the child that I was, and probably on LSD as a youth, it was Sgt. Pepper's was my go-to album of them.
Okay,
they're wild.
I don't know that I've listened to that album all the way through.
Oh yeah, it's
professional radio host, 26 years.
I guess I just don't know. Like, what do you like? Where do you guys stand on tribute, like tribute acts?
Oh.
Man, it's weird for me.
Well, it's hard to see the actual Beatles.
True.
It's weird.
It's hard to see the actual Beatles. Jesus
Christ. It's weird for me to see tribute bands because there's just so damn many of them down here. And I feel like I'm getting invited to, like, those are the shows that I'm getting invited to, like, week in and week out constantly. Believe it or not, it's not like everybody comes down to South Florida. Like, the actual bands come down to South Florida all the time. They'll make it to Orlando, which isn't too bad. It's not too far. It's just like a 4-hour drive or whatever. But it's kind of like how sometimes Denver in the middle of the country is just flyover country. This is just like too far to go south. They'll hit Atlanta and then start curving over to Texas and everything.
The Pacific Northwest
is the same way.
This has just made me think of something, Siege. I just sold, over the summer, I sold a house, and the seller of this house was...
Murder.
He was a character. And he, I found out afterward, I had to meet him a couple times, and I found out afterward that he is a I don't know if he's ever hired for this job, but he says that he's a Robert Downey Jr. impersonator. And then I've seen the pictures, like even the pictures where he is trying the hardest and getting the best possible angle from the best possible spot and dressed in the exact right thing to look the most like Tony Stark.
Oh my God.
It's not even close. And so who do you think is the most, who would be the most passable impersonation for you to do from a physical standpoint?
From a physical standpoint?
Yeah, because like audio, like sure, you could maybe like do a good characterization of somebody, but like to actually physically pass for somebody.
Like, I used
who do
to
do you guys think?
Yeah, I got this.
I used to do Chris Farley all the time, but back in the late 90s, early 2000s, WWE, everybody loved Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, and that was like literally just look at me. I mean, I was that guy, just a high schooler.
Dude?
Oh yeah, dude, all the time. Like people always constantly would. People still tell me that they used to tell my ex-wife all the time that I looked like Jeff Bridges.
You do look like Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
At least from here, from these tiny little. Dude,
although I'm getting a Kurt Russell vibe right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep Cage away from him.
Listen.
No, that won't be a problem.
And by that, I mean my wife isn't attracted to you.
I don't believe you. No, my dad looks like Kurt Russell, but with a mustache and fatter. But yes.
He's allowed. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who Brandon would go as, because, like,
Max
I have
Goof.
A couple easy ones that...
Oh, no, I don't have my sunglasses. That's what I was looking for last week, and I couldn't find it.
Johnny Mnemonic.
I get Chris Hayes a lot, which I guess is a...
Wow.
Do you know who that is? I don't... I think he's a... He's on... He's a...
Yeah,
he's in the movies? Because I don't know.
He used to...
No, he's an MSNBC guy, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking of... I was thinking... Who was I thinking of?
He does you dirty!
The other Chris.
The one?
No. Why do you
Yeah, yeah. It's
the one from the show, the MTV show.
Chris Evans.
Yeah. No, not definitely not Chris.
That's
Evans.
Who you think I look like. It's, yeah, you think
Hardwick.
I look like
Hardwick.
Hardwick. Yeah.
Hardwick.
Definitely not Captain America. Definitely the guy who was the nerdy host with Jenny McCarthy.
You sure though?
You sure? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Dude, I don't know. With those glasses,
the Chris Hayes thing is unfortunate.
I mean, it's the hair mostly. And the glasses.
Yeah, and the glasses.
With those glasses right now, you could go for like a Humpty.
And the
digital underground.
And the being a pretentious prick.
Well, yeah. We knew that part.
And the fact that my wife isn't attracted to him.
I mean... Can I like show you guys pictures? Like, how do I do that on here?
Yeah.
Like,
open this picture open that another is, like, tab.
Does you real...
Open another tab, and then what you want to do to show pictures, open a tab on your Google thing, and then it's share at the bottom of this one, and it'll tell you screen, and then you can select the tab.
Okay, never mind. It's okay. I'm not gonna worry about it now, but there's just this really smudge picture of Chris Hayes where I'm like, oh my God, he's doing Brandon so dirty. Brandon's so handsome. But I can't even handle what a dork this guy looks like.
Are we gonna put
somebody
that?
Ain't funny.
Is that the next empirical poll? Who's the handsomest? At what moment of the
over pod? The course of the podcast, yes. Though, because the more that they find out about our personality, the more that opinion might change.
Oh my God, Siege has gone negative. Siege is at the bottom of the Everglades.
So in a last ditch
with the plane. Oh God!
And the children.
The children.
In a last ditch effort. In a last ditch effort to save his poles, Siege takes off his shirt.
Oh, here we go.
And it works
every time.
Saves our poles.
Siege also gets Jason Momoa. That's the other
one. Oh my
one.
God! And I get that so much, dude.
I don't mean to shame you or whatever,
no,
but I feel like there's probably some sit-ups that are going to need to happen pull that off.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I do that. I say that all the time. My mom even was telling me, like, when she was seeing the Jason Momoa commercials for Shark Week, she was just like, oh, my God, look, it's you. I'm like, no, it's not me. He's a...
See, that's what my mom says when she sees the Chris Hemsworth stuff. She's like, oh, my gosh. That looks
look
just like you, Brandon.
You're
Captain America. Oh, I meant Hayes. I'm my bad.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. For me, I can look like Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, nice.
Being both,
I can see that.
6'5", red bearded. I can like brush my hair back.
Oh yeah.
I need to hit the gym in order to put on some upper body mass, but
not to shame you or anything, Greg, but I think that you might need to go and lift a couple of weights here for Josh Homme.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm going to lash out. Everybody calm down. Sorry.
There's a Siege. I've showed this to Greg before, but there's a British version of me and Gregor. And they do a
Wallace
soccer.
And Gromit?
They do a soccer.
No, just kidding. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm lashing out. Sorry.
And I had never seen. They do a podcast, and I'd never seen them a picture of them before. And then the first time I had seen a picture of them, I was like, "This is stupid," because of how much the main guy looks like a British Greg, and how much the other guy looks like a British me. I'm sending it to you in the chat right now.
Oh, great. Oh, my God.
I'm not even joking. No.
Wow. That dude's got hella good hair, though. Greg, you need to get on that.
You also have hella good hair, is what Siege meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg, you definitely don't need to go to get a perm or anything for like...
No, I'm done. I crossed the line. I'm the worst. I know.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Why are you trying gold chain, no, Greg?
Listen, do you not remember me telling you the other day where you had show hair? You had like game show hair? No, what did I call it? Soap opera hair. And I made you send me selfies because your hair looked so good. I've got those selfies. I'm going to put them out.
What happened to you, Greg? 44.
I feel bad. I like ruined it, and then I got like, no. I feel stupid. And
no.
So no.
No. It's okay. No.
I'm gonna go.
I'm not hurt.
Facade. It's okay.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Keep the
not
camera
it.
On.
I don't need to say. No. No.
And then drop a bowling ball.
Drop
on
a
it.
Bowling ball on it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.